going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Joined now by Billiken's baseball coach, Darren Hendrickson, who is with us on KMOX. How you doing, Darren?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Amy, guess what?
What's that?
Darren's from Granite City.
No kidding.
That's right.
This guy.
Granite City guy.
Well,
how do you feel about that?
He is way more pleasant than you are. So he's got
He's
that
already
going
been
for
more
him.
Pleasant in the last like 2 minutes since he sat down than I have been all day.
That's exactly right.
That's true.
Yeah. Chris May told him he needs to boost his attitude.
He's told me that a few times, too, after games and before games.
Well, yeah, but not after this weekend.
No, man. Not after this weekend.
18 runs, and 10 runs. That's a lot of scoring.
Yeah, it's good coaching.
See? That's what I want you to say.
It's just, I don't know, I have an answer. We just played well, and it just, you play the team in front of you, and
yeah.
UMass wasn't very competitive this weekend. You know, it's a hard deal to find out in college baseball who's going to put a team back out there. So, we'll see.
So, how are you feeling about your team? Third place in the A-10 right now?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a little surprised, but I think overall watching the league, and I'm very happy with our team for the record. We lost a lot of firepower from last year, and, you know, we won the league and had an incredible group. And usually when you lose at a mid-major, especially when you lose the talent and the quantity of the guys we did, gonna have some growing pains, but we've been able to weather the storm, especially on the road. I'm really proud of the guys with all the travel we have in the A-10. It's a heck of a year, so a lot of travel.
Now you seem pretty measured, pretty even keel, whether we're talking about the runs or your upcoming golf game. So is your coaching style? Are you a pretty even keel guy?
No. There's a quick answer to that one. And I don't know. I'd be fooling everybody, and your lines would be lighting up if anybody's listening to my segment. But no, honestly, I kind of wear my emotions where I'm at. I mean, over 56 games, though, Amy, and honestly, I am, in all seriousness. But I get my moments where, but I just think that, the kids like that. They want a little fire. They don't want me to sit on a bucket and just say, hey, if we win, fine. If we lose, fine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're competitive people. That's our DNA, and I'm never going to change.
When's the last time you've been thrown out?
Last year against Dayton. Because I always remember the days and the time and what happened, but I was just fed up. I was mad at it wasn't an umpire thing. It was their coach.
Really?
Their assistant coach. He pulled some travel ball stuff and little league stuff and was mouthy and going at us, and I just said, I'm going to put a stop to this. The umpires aren't. Yeah, I kind of wasn't proud of my deal, but I'm about one every 4 years.
Honestly. Oh, wow.
And now with replay and the new rules, you don't have to go out and get so animated, even though that was fun.
So the rate of being thrown out is way less in college than in pro?
Yeah, it is. They've curbed the rules. We don't need that. I don't need to be a sideshow. But it's like the Olympics. Once every 4 years, if you get dumped, it's good. So
that's awesome. Carry the torch.
That's my goal.
So you say the other coach was doing some travel ball high school. What was he doing? Yeah.
Well, this is a PG show, but it was a lot of just like trying to steal signs, stand out of the box, and just mouthy at our kids, mouthing at our guys. You don't talk to the other team if you're a coach. That's just cardinal rule 101. So you know, I've been fortunate. I was around Tony La Russa for 27 years throwing BP with the Cardinals. And, man, I don't think people realize just what gold you were able to capture when you're around that guy.
Yeah.
And the whole set up with Walt and that run they had. And I just watched how he did everything. And I just was like a little sponge, a little kid in a candy store almost when he would, you know, just little things. And I learned a lot through him. So I was a big part of my coaching deal was watching how they did things and what unique access you have, you know.
So you were throwing BP at the time.
Yeah.
In your mind, absorbing all of what you were getting from Tony La Russa, were you managing anyone years ago?
Oh, yeah. No, I've been a college coach the whole time.
You were a college coach the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay.
My first year at Fompon when I started the program back in, I don't even know, like 1800, I was the...
the original when the college was founded.
Exactly. It might have been. But, no, that was the first year of BP.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it was really cool to like, do both at the same time. It was, you know, quite a lot of fun.
Did you, you threw BP to everybody, right?
I mean,
so whoever was out there, you would throw to. But was there somebody who you really got attached to that you threw batting practice to with the Cardinals?
Ooh.
I really liked throwing to.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing. There's a guy, if everybody remembers him, I know, but Matt Adams.
Yeah.
He said, if I ever make the home run derby, I'm taking you with me.
Yeah.
And you'll be in my plane. And because he goes, I hit so many home runs off you. And I've just always remembered goofing around like that. But no, it was just a lot of fun. You take a lot for granted. And then you think, you know, the 09 All-Star game, and Derek Jeter's your first guy you're throwing to, because we got traded to the American League when Joe Maddon didn't bring any pitchers with him. So that was kind of an interesting guy to, when you're putting the balls in, you look up, and then there's Derek Jeter with a bat on his shoulder, and you're going, hope I don't do something dumb here in front of 40,000. But it was fun. It was, and what a great deal. We're spoiled here in St. Louis. We know the Cardinals run in the World Series and all those, you know, part of that. Throwing in the World Series is second to none. But, you know, it is what it is. So.
Wow. I would imagine that experience, players always respect their coaches, but that experience, you being around baseball like you have, has got to mean a lot to your guys on the team.
Yeah, I mean, this group now they don't really probably know a lot of the guys that in the history of St. Louis with, you know, Edmonds and McGuire and Roland and Larry Walker and Renteria. And my gosh, I'm starting to name guys that people probably, you know, I mean, they're just, it's unbelievable when I think back about that, all that. But, yeah, I think that it gives you some, and players like my BP still, if I can keep my arm going, you know.
Yeah. But. So it's funny, you mentioned McGuire, and on your team now is Mark McGuire's son, Max.
Yeah.
So does it, because of who he is, because of who his dad is, does he get any special attention? Do people, you know, is it like that with him or no?
No, I don't. I mean, he's one of our guys. You know, he's one of us, and I think he wants it that way. He's the one of the best kids that I've coached, and as far as humbleness and just I'm out here to be another guy and try to help us win. And you know, he had a monster home run again this weekend, and he hit about, you know, three balls over 110 off the bat, which, you know, it's kind of like, okay, here's his dad coming out. And but I purposely, you know, I had a talk with Mark way back, and he's like, this is his own thing, you know. He's his own guy, and I want it to be that way. Mark doesn't come around. You know, he was at our LMU games in California where he lives, but he doesn't come around and, like, interfere. It's really a good dad-son relationship, so that's pretty cool for me to see that.
The season, you've got, what, till the end of this month for regular season?
Well, we've got two more weekends, Rhode Island and George Washington home, and then we've got the playoffs after that, which will be the conference tournament in Tysons, Virginia. And so, yeah, we're in the heat of the deal right now. It's two weekends left and then the playoffs.
You got
looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ended wood tomorrow?
Yeah, midweek game. Yeah, I always forget those, but they're important. I got to make sure I'll be there at 5.
I forget them, but they're important.
I'll text you. Like, hey, man, you got a game today, you know?
I'm day at a time guy. I'm going to enjoy golf today. I really am. I don't even know what time our game is or when we're leaving, but someone will tell me when to be at the bus.
Do you try to do
present.
That? You try to impart that to players? Because yes. In baseball, it's mental.
And, yeah. You know.
Oh, man.
I mean, you got to remember, we started our first game on Valentine's Day, and, you know, we're in basically May now, deep May, or, you know, mid-May, and it's such a long year. And if you get too high or low, you're in trouble. So but I like where we're at right now because traditionally we've been kind of the hunted, and it's a lot of pressure. And you sit there and, you know, people are chasing you, and every week you have to win every game and all that. And this year we're just sort of, you know, kind of under the radar a little bit, but people still respect us. I don't think they probably fear us going into the season like last year when we knew we had a pretty good group. And, you know, three guys drafted at SLU is pretty – that's a big hit.
Yeah.
And when you lose that at mid-major, that's a big hit. And so those guys – that just gives me some reflection back to say, man, those guys are really good.
And as far as this conference goes, the A-10, in terms of baseball and comparing it to other baseball conferences, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, it's fickle. It's, you know, there's a lot of top heavy teams. I think Mason's really good. I think Rhode Island's very good. Rhode Island's RPI is in, you know, 70s right now, which to get an RPI like that in an A-10 Northeast school is very impressive. But they've gone on the road and they're not afraid of anyone. So that's why I like our league, is they're trying to get better. You know, VCU lost their coach. They're always good. Davidson's really a very salty team. So there's five teams in our league but you know, last year we had 11 players drafted. We were in the top 10 of conferences across the country with drafted players, which for me, that's a nice feather in our cap. But you know, it's still top. It's like every other sport now. It's what Josh is fighting too, and Katie and Kevin and Rebecca and Andrea. I mean, it's all the deal. We're all fighting the same fight with the mid-majors.
How much of that do you use as a measuring stick of where your program is? How many players end up getting drafted? Do you think much about that, or is it just like you said, icing?
Well, and now you kind of got to be realistic and say, you know, if you can hang on to your players. Because the old days, we used to get a lot of guys drafted in the 15th to 25th round. Now with only 20 rounds and contraction in MLB, it's just harder to get that right-handed pitcher that was normally a 17th rounder to get him out, you know. So that's a fight we all are fighting. And to keep your players out of the portal and, you know, chasing NIL, that's a tougher, you know, deal for us. But it's the world we're in, 2025.
With the playoffs, as you mentioned, you're being present. How much does it feel like a complete reset when you hit the postseason?
Well, that's a good question, Amy. We are, you know, we have chased the title every year, and then I felt like we were out of gas a couple times in the playoffs because we're like, you know, took a breath finally. But now I don't feel that way this year. I don't feel like all we're trying to do right now is line our team up for the playoffs, whether it's the 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. We have to go into – last year we didn't go into the tournament with a healthy number one as far as on rest. We rushed him back because we had to. We were trying to win the conference and get the one seed secured. You got to remember, the one seed in our tournament has a bye, and that's a huge advantage because your number one goes against whatever they have left. And so, yeah, you want that, but also you also sit for a while and you get stale, and that's happened to us a lot. So I think when it's all said and done, we're just going to be in a good spot on – you know, that following Tuesday or Wednesday and see what we got. Because our league, honestly, if you told me the 7 seed would win, I'd say, okay. And if you told me the 1 seed would win, I'd say, yep, okay. It's really that equal this year. There's not much separation. Everybody looks across the field and goes, that looks like us.
Oh, wow.
SLU baseball coach Darren Hendrickson, we appreciate you. Good luck in the playoffs coming up, but don't forget tomorrow, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
5
Josh.
O'clock, and you will be, you are in St. Charles.
It is going to say, is that a home game or a road game?
No, it is a road game at Lindenwood.
I'm joking. Yeah. I'm half joking, but well, thanks a lot. Will you send me a text reminder about
Yeah, name? Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll right now.
Okay.
I got you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, go crush it, because I know you are super confident right now that you are going to play really well. Really well, golf.
Golf or baseball?
Oh, yeah. I was like, where's she going
golf,
with this?
Which
golf.
One are we talking? Oh, if we're at Topgolf, I could do this, but this one's a little more. So, yeah.
Good luck today
if
and
you hear
tomorrow.
The horns going off today on the golf course, that is me holding someone up, probably. So, thanks, guys.
Good luck today
Thank
and tomorrow.
You.
Thank you. That is Darren Hendrickson, baseball coach at SLU with us, Chris and Amy's show, back after this on KMOX.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.